Last time we talked about the Kedusha that we say in Birkas Kriya Shema, and we mentioned the two Mahalchim in what is it that we're doing. According to the Levush, what we're doing is, it's part of the Shvach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that in addition to having created the stars, the moon, the sun, he also has the Malachim, and the Malachim praise him in that way, very precisely. We're describing part of the Shvach. But Victor Miller says a different Malach, that it's not part of the Shvach, Fakir. The reason is there is to teach us how to be Meshabeach. That just like the Malachim do it in that way, we too should follow the Malachim and do it in that way.
Why would Abba Avinu mean that should be like a Malach?
You know what I'm saying? Since the Malachim are being so precise, and they're so careful, and there's no kina, and it's all about the Kavod Shemayim, and all that, that should be Ma'ir us when we're in the middle of Birkas Shema. We're now being Meshabeach. We should do it in the same way as the Malachim.
The same Zemi
Zeh. Yeah, Zemi Zeh. Neshim Meshuz Zeh Lazeh, that there's no kina. Right? Someone just asked me, but in this week's parasha, it says that that the Malachim were jealous of Yaakov, that his face is on the Kisei HaKavod. So Malachim could have kina. What does that mean, the Malachim have kina? And also, you know, by Moshe, what does it mean in these cases? So I said, I don't know that it does mean that the Malachim have kina. It means that there's a taina that they could have that needs to be addressed and explained. In other words, one would think that it would be more appropriate to have a Malach's face on the Kisei HaKavod than Yaakov Avinu's face. So, therefore, there would be a potential taina, and the Torah is explaining, the Chazal explained, why is there no such taina? But Avada the Malachim are Malei, there's no kin of Asachros. We say that on the Tefillah of Yom Kippur, right? On the Piyutim after Musaf, when we describe all the, you know, Marikoyin and all the Tefillahs. So at the end of it there it says a statement about that we should be like, we're like Malachim, that there's no kin of Asachros between them. And we also have no kin of Asachros. And that's part of the Shevach that we're supposed to take out of this. Is the Chizuk is in terms of
even the other two cases that they got involved, Nasa Adam, they said, why should you even make an Adam? Why give the Torah
Mistoma, it's saying that there would have been, that there's, it's right to have such a taina. That's Mistoma what it means.
So anyway, I just want to say, so you said we could say Mamish the same Sukkim that they say.
Yeah, Vada, yeah.
Yeah, we can't say that by Baruch Shem Kavod, only on Yom Kippur we could do it. But for the rest of the year we're not allowed to say, so why are we allowed to say?
Because Baruch Shem Kavod is not a Shvach, it's like it's a recognition it's a recognition of the entire, you know, how the world works. So normally the rest of the year we're just looking at the watch. And a Malach takes off the watch and can be able to see the gears and what's really going on. So when we're not on a Malach, you can't say Baruch Shem, because that's a more, Baruch Shem is saying that you see how the Gilui of Malchus Shemayim comes out in the Bria. We don't see that normally. We have questions. We don't see the Gilui of Malchus Shemayim. So if we can't say Baruch Shem out loud.
But
Kadosh is a Shvach. So we're also Meshabeach Hashem. But to say that we see the Malchus Shemayim at its fullest, that we can't say. But a Malach can say that.
Except in Yom Kippur.
In Yom Kippur, we're like a Malach. So we can experience that Malchus, that Gilui Malchus Shemayim. Just Baruch Hashem. It's good you asked me that question.
I just made up
that answer on the spot.
You're good at answering. You're very good at impromptu answering.
It's not very good. It's a whole different thing.
No, it's a very good answer.
The idea is that you have a special siyata d'shmaya to answer a question. More than you get siyata d'shmaya to just say a good word. So to say a good word, you know, who said you have this chus to have this siyata d'shmaya? But someone asks a question, then you have to have siyata d'shmaya to answer it.
Is this similar to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Before they came around, they didn't didn't say Akela Gadol and Gibor because they didn't see Hashem at that time.
Okay, so that was that Inyan from last week. Now, then we continue now. The last paragraph is really not related anymore to the Kedusha of the Malachim. It's actually the Siyum of the Bracha. And it describes who are we being Meshabeach. Lakel Baruch. Ni'ima Yisitenu. I mean, it's still describing the Malachim, but it's really saying that our Shevach is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kael is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which describes his Koyach. Right? Micha Moicha Ba'elim. Right? And it's a power. So, we're describing the strongest strength. The power of Hashem. Lakel Baruch. Ni'imais Yitenu. Right, so they give over ni'imais. What's ni'imais? Ni'imais means it's a sweet song, and it's na'im. Na'im means, again, a similar idea, that ni'imus is when everything fits. There's no questions. It's sweet. Right? Like, darchea darche na'im. The sweetness of the Torah. My Rebbe told me one time, he said, you know, when Yisurim come to Klal Yisrael, so there's a time that, you know, things were happening in Eretz Yisrael, and there were certain politics going on, and everyone's, you know, that they were trying to draft a Shiva Bachram or whatever, so, oh, you see that it's because the government is anti-thing that these things are happening. So my Rebbe said, it doesn't make sense.
Don't what?
He said it doesn't make sense.
No.
The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't send messages for people who don't listen. As you call someone, you're not sure he's going to pick up. But if you know he's not going to pick up, why are you calling? So if Hashem is sending a message, he's not sending a message to those people because they're not from. So they're not going to look at it like a message from Hashem anyway. So then why would Hashem be sending them the message? Pum for care. Hashem is sending us the message. Because if we would be behaving the way we should, then they would see that. Why? Because darchei darchei noyam. The ways of the Torah is noyam. A certain person sees ni'imus, it's pleasant. It's pleasant, he wants it. So it must be that the way we're doing the Torah mitzvahs is not noyam enough to show other people. That's the time. But anyway, the point is, what I'm saying is, ni'imus is a response to, it's a shleimus, it's sweet. It's not just true, it's sweet.
But you said there's achdus too.
What?
You said there's achdus too, that brings pleasantness.
Yeah, okay. Lemelech kel chai v'kayam. It's the melech, again, kel chai v'kayam. Right? He's really the only thing which is chai, which really exists, like the Rambam says. Everything else, you know, people, lav dafka, exist. They only exist because Hashem wants them to exist. Hashem exists because he's the only atzmius that really exists. So that's chai v'kayam. And what do they say? Zimirois yomeru. V'sishbochois yashmiu. So there's an interesting diak here. What's it doing to yomeru and yashmiu? Yemeru means you say it. Yashmiu means you make sure other people hear it. A zemer, no one has to hear it. No one has to hear it. You could sing to yourself when you're excited about something. It's a reaction.
Aren't you like singing to Hashem?
You're singing to yourself, even if no one hears it. Because it's the etzem reaction to something which is a little bit out of this world. Shira or Zimra comes when you can no longer use the expressions that we normally use to describe something. You're overtaken with a different level of emotion that the only way for you to describe what you're seeing is through Shira. So Shira is a little like otherworldly. Shira is a little bit, you know, so therefore Shira is an expression. So you say the Shira, the Zimra, it doesn't make a difference if anyone hears it. Like that story with Rav Shach.
What about Shira?
I'm not right now differentiating between Zmir and Shira in this point. My son with Rav Shach, that it was 2:30 in the morning, and it was snowing in Yerushalayim. You know, back in the 50s, the 40s even. So, the 50s. It's like snowing in Yerushalayim, I'm saying, you know, no one was in the street, 2 in the morning, peaceful. And he had a kasha on something he had spoken and learning with the Brisker Rav. So he went to go speak to the Brisker Rav in learning. And he got a pshat, an answer to his question. And he came out and he started dancing in the street. So someone actually saw him. He said, "What, Rav, what are you doing?" So I'll be honest with you. Every time I get a pshat from Brisker Rav, I really want to dance in the street. But normally I can't because I'm embarrassed. I finally found a moment, no one's going to be in the street. So now I can express my excitement. That's the nice of Rav Shach. So that Zemira is Yomeru. You just have to say it. Doesn't matter to whom. But Tishbacha is praise. There's no point in saying praise if no one's going to hear it. Praise is more descriptive. So there's no reason to say it unless someone can hear it. So Yashmiu means that the Malachim make it clear and known to others this praise of Hashem. Okay? It's a nice diak over there. Is it? Zemira is Yomeru, Tishbacha is Yashmiu. Now, okay? So that's part, again, I'm sorry. Those two lines are still really a part of the Kedusha, of the Malachim. It's still part of what they're doing up there. Right? They're saying, Baruch Kvar Hashem v'makayimai, l'kel Baruch ni'imai siten l'mach, l'kel chai v'kayim, zimur yisimur 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 yisimur. Now we're going into the Shvach.
That's the Kavana.
That's their Shevach. That is their Shevach. But now we're going to get into what are they being Meshavachim about. Kihu Ovadoi. Because he himself does all the following. Okay? All the following he does. What is that? Poyel Givurais. He accomplishes, he does things which require Givura. Oysa Chadoshis. Baal Melchamois. We'll go into each one. But Zerea Tzedakais. He plants the. He makes the Tzedakais grow. Matzmiach. Yeshua, these are very matzmiach means that it sprouts out. The Yeshua's, all these things. So there's two mafarshim. What does it mean? First of all, kihu levadoi. So one pshat is levadoi means to say that it's what was the other pshat? So the one pshat is that these are some of these things are opposite midos. Some of these things are chesed, and some of them things are din. So normally the person that does the mochamais doesn't make the yeshuais. The guy that makes the mochamais makes the problems. The yeshuais is the solution. Right? The refuah is not the same guy who's usually, you know, the one that's making the tzedakah. It's two different things usually. So this is Hulavadoi, there's only one koyach. It's all coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's another pshat in Levadoi that was very nice. Hulavadoi means he himself does it without a malach. He doesn't send shlichim. Hashem himself takes care of Klal Yisrael. So that's what means Levadoi. Levadoi not as opposed to another koyach, but as opposed to a shliach. That's the other pshat. Now, but even so, he's involved himself in the world. That's what it's saying. He himself does. He doesn't hand it off to other people. Okay.
Why did he send angels to
Abraham? Different things, but the Maaseh he's in charge. I hear. I don't know exactly which things he does.
In that situation, he did send malachim.
I guess that's. I don't know. We have to know what that means exactly. Okay. So now, poel. And what's the difference between poel and oise? Poel means you do something, but it's not necessarily completed. It's describing an act which is, by definition, only partially on the way to where you're going. It's like a step. Okay? It's a step. Asiya is when it's complete. So he's oise chadosh, which means he makes the completion. But he's poel the gvura. What's the gvura? The gvura is, like we say, ezra gibor, kovish yisitzoy. The midah of gvura is to go against the grain. Right? So it's not like gvura means that you can lift a 1,000-pound weight. The gvura means that you could go against the grain, against what should be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oise poyal gvurais, means that the gvurais, the world is heading, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change that, can change the and make other things happen. So first it's changing the going against what should happen, against the gzeira, and then he does it, that's the oise. But the poyal gvurais is changing the gzeira, changing the way it should be. That's why, what's the biggest midah of gvura? The second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is the bracha of Gvurais, Yitzchak, Gvura. Ata Gibor. So what's that? Tchias HaMeisim. The guy's dead. So you're going against the death. It's the biggest anti-Teva thing which exists in the world. Making from dead to alive. That requires Gvura. Now you may ask, why does rain, right? Where do we put Mashav HaRuach, Mardi Geshem? In the bracha of Gvura. And the Gemara says that it needs to, because it's called Gvurais Geshamim. We're on time, eh? So why is rain gvura? Why is rain gvura? What?
Rain is a source of
things grow.
Yeah, but how's that in the context of what we're saying? The answer is very simple. It's like this. Rain is the only thing in Teva, basically, which is not the only thing, but it's that thing in Teva which there's no set seder to it. In other words, we know when the sun is going to rise and when it's going to set. You basically know based on how far away the sun is it hot, is it going to be cold, right? Very often, a lot of things in Teva, you know how it is. Rain is the way we communicate with Hashem, right? When there's no rain, you daven. That's how Hashem keeps us in touch with Him, right? You need rain, daven. And that's how, that was the very first Rashi. What was the first tefillah that anyone davened for? Rain. That's Adam Arishan. Right? Chazal say the first, that nothing grew until Adam davened for rain. So rain is the intercommunication between this world and Shemayim. That connects the Shemayim with the Aretz, is the rain. So the Gvura of Geshamim is that Hashem goes against Teva. When you don't deserve rain, He'll give it to you anyway. Okay, so in other words, that's where Hashem holds on to going against the Teva in this world. So it's a Gevurah. Anyway, so that's what it means. Poyel, Gevurahis, and Oise Chadoshis. Baal Milchomis. He's the Baal of Milchomis. That means, all the Mepharshim say, He created the Milchoma on both sides. That both sides get into the Milchama. There's no one else in charge of this war. Now, Rabbi Victor Miller says it's going on. Now, by the way, Chazal take it a step further, and they say that every Milchama was really for Klal Yisrael. I heard one time a great var from. Actually, it was on. I was listening to a history tape one time from Rabbi Beryl Wein, of all people. So he said. It's a great part that, you know, the history is for Klal Yisrael, and everything happens for Klal Yisrael. Now there's a Gevaldik Gemara. The Gemara says Amun Moyav Tiaru B'Sichlin, that there was that Klal Yisrael was not allowed to conquer the lands of Amun or the lands of Moyav. But Sichlin conquered them. Now that it was Sichlin's land, Klal Yisrael was allowed to take it. So he said. I think about when Sichon was taking over Amun Umayyav, someone would go over to Sichon and say to him, I'm a shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm a shliach of the Jewish people. Thanks a lot. Now, you know, you're just doing the dirty work for us. Now we can get it from you. So, you know, it's absurd. You know, first of all, Sichon is not going to lose the war. And what are you talking about? But the Teretz is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, decades earlier, had made it that Sichon get into a war with Amun Umayyav only so that Klal Yisrael will take it over later.
Wow.
Right? So the wars are set up. That war retroactively was clear that it was done for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. Right? Now,
even the wars in Israel, they took over Sinai and Gaza. Unless you have idiots that return it, but otherwise, every time it's an Israeli war, we got more land.
Right, was it there for what?
What you're saying, the same thing, that Hashem makes a war for Klal Yisrael.
No, I'm saying, but here the Chiddush is that Hashem made a war of two teams that had nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, and those two Goyim, tens of years later, realized that the whole point of that war was to give us an opportunity to get the war.
I'm just saying, even with any war, it says Baal Mechama. It doesn't say Baal Mechama's Goyim.
That's what I'm saying, but even.
Even when the Jews fight the Goyim.
I'm saying that's for sure. I'm saying a bigger Kiddush. That every Mechama that happens is for us, really. Remember, Victor Miller says, and it's not just a war between armies, it could be a war with your Yetzirah. It could be a war with a family member, Chas v'Shalom. It could be anything. Hashem is really orchestrating that. Zoreya tzedakos, and matzmiach yeshuais. So, zoreya tzedakos and matzmiach yeshuais means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he plants the Yeshua. Yeshua is a process. Now, by the way, it says Yeshuais, not just Yeshua. It means it's the Yeshuas that happen on a daily basis for every person from their matzav. Every person needs Yeshuas for their particular situation. It's Lav Dafka, the Yeshua of Asad Lavan. But it's the Yeshuais. And Hashem is Zireya. What is Zireya? Why do I have to be Zireya? You want to plant, just go buy yourself a mango tree. What are you busy with the seeds for? Pain in the neck. It's a process. You can't just, it doesn't happen by itself. But when the guy plants the seed, he's not having in mind the exercise of like shoveling, you know, so that why is he planting the seed for? Because the seed needs a place to sleep? He's planting the seed for the tree. There's no tree. It's a process. Everything that happens is a process towards the Yeshua. It's all for the purpose of the Yeshua. And stories like Hanukkah, like Purim, and the like, show that to us. That the things which appear to be the most destructive ended up being the exact place from which the Yeshua came. Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's not clear. I mean, it's probably clear, but I'm not clear. But some say it means that tzedakah is that we need in order to bring the Yeshua. It gives us opportunities for tzedakahs. Others learn, probably that's not Pashup Shat. Let's see what he says.
That would be why, according to that Shat, that's why Zerah says that first before, let's see if Yeshua.
He says a different pshat totally. He says Zareya Tzedakos means Hashem plants the tzedakos of tzaddikim. That when you give your money to an investor, you gotta make sure it's a good investor, right? Otherwise, you may lose your money. Hashem takes the ma'isim of the tzaddikim and He Himself plants them. So it means He's guaranteeing you all the benefits of your ma'isim Hashem is going to give you. That's Rabbi Victor Miller's pshat.
So man has to do Zerah,
he has to do that tzedakah.
And Hashem will then do Matzmiach Yeshua, so yeah.
Yeah, that's what it seems like the Mefarshim is saying. It's an interesting pshat. Now, Boirei Refuos. Boirei Refuos. Hashem creates the Refuos. You know, they used to say from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that you're not allowed to daven for an ace. So if someone's deathly ill, are you allowed to daven for them? So it depends. It may not be considered a nace for him to get better, first of all. But Rabbi Yaakov used to tell people that you should daven that the doctors, the Hashem, should give a refuah to the doctor, should find her, should put in the head of the doctors a refuah for this guy. Because that's not considered a nace. So that's called Boirei Refuos. Hashem has the ability to be Boirei Refuos at any time. Okay. Noiros Ehilos means that Hashem has so many things for us to praise Him about that it's Noira, we are afraid to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we may not do enough. That's what it means. It's Noira from our Tehilos. Okay? And then we say, Adon HaNefois, HaMechadish B'tuvoi, B'chol Yoyim Tomid, Maaseh Vereishis, So what does this mean? So obviously, you know, we know what it means. We spoke about it before in terms of the whole Inyan of the Bracha. But Bekitzer means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly remaking the world and remaking Betuvai. Why is it Betuvai? It's Betuvai because we have to be zeichet to it every day. If it would just be that it was a one-time thing, then it's not Betuvai. Hashem made it for us, and now we get it. But since it's mechadesh, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mechadesh it, so it's betuvai because that we get it, because it means we have to be zoichin to it every single day.
So I mean, there's a rachamim though, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's the tuvai. Okay? Now, here comes the end of the bracha. Oyer chadosh al tzion toyer v'nizke chulonu meher al oyer. So what does this mean? So kipshutai, it means that Hashem or Chadosh, you should put a new light al tziyon toyer, on tziyon. We should all be zaycha to that great light. Meher ala oirai. So the problem with that is it has nothing to do. What are you saying? We're saying that Hashem should bring the light of tziyon, like the future light, Mashiach. So then it has nothing to do with the rest of the bracha. The whole time, there's a halacha that the beginning and the end of the bracha should always start with the same concept and end with the same concept. So the beginning of the bracha was about.
Harid takes that sentence out. Bracha Dash is not in the Siddur by Nusach Harid.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, because it's a problematic line. Because the beginning of it is Yoitzer Aravari Choshev. We're talking about the light that we see in this world. And then all of a sudden, what's the end? I'll bring Mashiach, Yoitzer Ma'ayrus. What does that have to do with it? That line of Or Chadosh has absolutely nothing to do with either the beginning of the bracha or the bracha that's going to be, right? It's supposed to be Samach L'Chasima, Me'ena Chasima, Samach L'Chasima. So with this name, Me'ena Chasima, Hashem, you should bring the Or Chadosh al Tzion Toyer. So just to answer that question, although it's not Pasha Pshat, there is a pirish in the Seder Mefarish, in the Eitzar Tfilas, from the Iyun Tfila, that Hitaka says that it's not saying that. Nothing to do with Mashiach this possible. It's saying, Or Chadash, a new light you should bring. You know which and when? Tomorrow morning. Because every day is new. We just seen it. We just said that you're mechadesh betuvah b'chol yom tomid. So the sunlight that you're going to bring tomorrow is going to be an Or Chadash. It's unbelievable pshat.
We're not.
What? And Chami, everyone should get it, but we're focusing on Tzion. That's what he says.
So we're not talking about the original moon.
We're not talking about Mashiach.
No,
nothing.
No, I'm not talking about the original light and gracious that Hashem made the Shemesh and covered up before you.
Oh, relax. I'm going with the Pasha Pasha for now.
Right.
You're getting into Kabbalah. Who knows what? One second. We'll get there. So this is the Pasha Pasha. don't know if this is Pasha, but this is a pshat that addresses this question. So, Ur Chodosh al Tziyon Toyer, bring a new light like you do every day. Veneska chulonu mehera, la'ayr, we should all be zaycha to it, to see it. Now, what's the mehera then? Means, mehera is a little weird. It means, we know, you look at NASA, and they'll tell you when it's going to come up tomorrow. So, the mehera is weird, napshot. Baruch Ata Hashem, Yitzer Amoiris. But then it fits. Then it's a gishmak. Okay. But all the Mefarshim don't say like that. They say it is talking about Mashiach. So they say, more or less, to answer this question a little bit, it's like what you said. When Hashem made the sun originally, it was very strong, and there was an Argonos, and Hashem ended up being going as the light for future reference. So really, what we're asking is that Or Chodosh, is that Or Hagonos should be Nezgala, Or Chodosh Al Tzion Toyer.
That's the Kavanah.
Al Tzion Toyer. Right? V'nizka Cholon Meher Al Oirai is referring to that. And it's not a stira to the Brach, because it is a form of Yotzer Ma'iris. Because Hashem created that great light too. Right? And that's part of the Tefillah. Now, the Pirush Eitz Yosef just adds a nice knetch. And we spoke about it Shabbos morning. Zach, you were there?
Yes.
So we spoke Shabbos morning about that there's two ways the Mashiach could come.
That's right.
Be'ita Achishana. Hashem, the Mashiach could come in the proper time, or Achishana, he could come in a time that's going to make it quicker. Right? That means that it's achishana. It's Hashem's going to make it come faster. So he says we're asking it should not be beita. Should not just come at the time. It should be achishana. Should come at the proper time, at the faster time. So that's because if it comes in its own time, it's possible that we're not going to be there. So say Or Chodosh Al Tzion Toyer V'nizkeh Chulanu Mehera. It should happen quickly, and we should do it. And it should happen, and we should be able to see it. It should be Achishana. It should be fast, and it should be that we should be able to be Zoicha to see that light that's going to come with the Mashiach. So that's what we're saying according to that pshat. And we say Baruch Ata Hashem Yoitzer Hamoiris, which is the end of the psicha that we started of the So, according to that, it's also speaking about a certain thing that Hashem created in the art, but it's going to be Nizgal on a greater level when it comes to Mashiach. Okay.